Today on Press TV, Syria's President Bashar Assad says his country is in a state of war from all angles. He says the newly appointed Syrian government must try its best to secure victory against enemies. The country has gone through over 16 months of unrest. Damascus blames foreign-backed armed gangs for the deadly violence. Meanwhile, Russia urges all nations to ease their rhetoric over Syria's downing of a Turkish warplane. Moscow says the incident must not be viewed as intentional. Russia's stance comes after Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke of changing the rules of engagement with Syria. New reports say Turkey is deploying tanks near the Syrian border. These pictures show a large number of Turkish tanks and other armored vehicles moving towards the border with Syria. The move comes after Turkey promised to retaliate for the downing of its jet by Syrian forces. Cairo's Liberation Square is still packed with demonstrators. This time, the Egyptian protesters want the parliament to be reinstated. Egypt's junta ordered the dissolution of the assembly early this month after a constitutional court ruling. The protesters also demand President-elect Mohamed Morsi be granted full powers. Egypt's administrative court suspends a decision by the Justice Ministry giving the military the right to arrest civilians. The court took the decision after reviewing an appeal by 17 rights groups. The group say the decision gives extraordinary powers to the military, something which has no legal ground. A US drone attack kills five people in Pakistan's North Waziristan. Two missiles were fired at a house in a tribal area. The US has launched frequent drone attacks in Pakistan. It claims it's targeting militants, but most of the time civilians turn out to be the targets. The former chief of the main Syrian opposition group claims he visited the country Tuesday. Burhan Ghalioun says he entered Syria secretly for what he called boosting the morale of the armed groups. Ghalioun resigned in May from his top post at the so-called Syrian National Council. And Egypt's defeated presidential candidate Ahmed Shafik leaves the country. He flew to the United Arab Emirates after the Egyptian prosecutor general ordered a probe into allegations that he wasted billions in public funds. There are 35 corruption cases against Shafik in Egyptian military courts. There's the latest here on Press TV.